I want to do it in a way that's like, if I have hosts on, they will share what they think. They will share what they've seen. They will share their research, all that stuff, while I can sit back. I can take it all in and just spread it as much as I can, right? So that's kind of my whole thing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, totally.
What's up, Toasters? This is the Toasty Podcast, the toastiest one yet right now with my co-host, Matty B.
What up, guys?
We're going to be talking to Blaise Foray about some very interesting stuff, to say the least. We're going into QAnon. We're going into the presidency. We're going into politics. And I normally try to stay out of this, but this year alone, I have been dragged in. Drug in? Dragged in, right?
Dragged in, I guess.
All right, whatever. Let's get toasty.
Dude, last time I saw you, you had long hair because I watched you guys' last video recently.
You did? Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's like chopped off, man. Gone. Totally, it's crazy.
Like, dude, who's this business guy walking in?
Right? Yeah, right, dude. So. I don't know much about you, like straight up. I know all your stuff you post. I know, you know, Nolan's told me a lot about you, how you guys grew up, and you worked at his church that he went to, right?
Totally. No, I love it. Yeah, Nolan was like, his brother is who I knew better. His brother, Garrett.
Oh, yeah, for real? Yeah. Garrett, dude, Garrett's awesome. Garrett's an awesome guy.
Dude, he's a cool kid, man. But yeah. This was back in 2007, I think. 2006, 2007, maybe.
Yeah.
So like, Nolan was like 11. Or something. Yeah. He was just a little guy, dude. Yeah. So, but I remember him. He's a good kid. And then we reconnected on Facebook, and I see him liking my stuff and commenting stuff. So it's cool that you bring him up. It's wild the way like connections end up working down the road.
Dude, networking, dude. I know. I that's another reason I love doing this podcast. Like, I've just started meeting people that I normally would never meet.
Yeah.
And I love it. It's great.
How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing podcasting for about a year or so now. It'll be a year in September. And so it kind of started out as like a finance podcast, cause I'm super into finance and stuff like that. And
yeah,
of course, like the earlier episodes are all, you know, stocks, this, stocks, that, whatever, you know, but I like it and I'm into it. Trust me, but it's not something I'm so passionate about that I can like, you know, share. Like
non-stop.
Yeah, I just can't. I just couldn't. I was like, you know what? It's tiring, and I was doing it by myself. And I'm like, podcasts like with single hosts kind of suck. Like, I don't.
I did it single host podcast for like 4 months, and then I just was like, hey, I'm done.
Right.
It was just kind of it got interesting, but
yeah.
So, what's your name again, man?
Matt. Yeah.
Matt. Yeah, that's Matt. So I work with him, right?
Okay.
And yeah. He is, I'll just, you know what? You tell him a little about yourself.
That's fine. So I grew up out here in Fort Worth, and I went to Texas A&M for political science. I graduated with a degree in poli sci and went into the car field. I started selling cars first.
Isn't that weird though? Like that switch, right? Like,
yeah.
Poli sci to like, you know what? This is crazy. I'm out of here.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, I sold cars for a few months, man. Like it's a great intro into sales.
Yeah, for sure. I did it for about 3 years, and then went on to the service side. So,
sweet, man. That's awesome.
There you go.
Do a lot of political commentary on the side. So,
right on, man. Always, yeah, I heard you guys talking Michael Flynn on one of those episodes.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it. Got a lot of thoughts on that, man. But, well, cool. Well, like, man, I'm down to talk whatever you guys want to dive into.
Dude, I'm going to be straight up. I mean, what do you want?
You mentioned Michael Flynn. What do you think about that? Do you, what do you think? Let me backtrack a little bit. Okay. Based on the Durham probe that's going on right now, do you think there are going to be criminal indictments, based on the recommendation of his, investigation? Because there have been, criminal referrals. I think, what, 16, 18 criminal referrals from Congress. So do you think he's going to indict anyone over that?
Dude,
or?
I mean, one can only like hope, right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, it's like, I mean, I get it all the time. It's like, I'll post something about, like, you know, last thing you ever want to post is like, TikTok, justice is coming. They're like, yeah, bro, the clock's been ticking for like 4 years. It's like,
exactly. You know,
so you start to kind of feel a little like funny, but I'll be honest, like, I really do believe that that stuff's going to go down, but I do believe it's a timing thing, you know? I believe it's a timing thing because you're watching it happen with Flynn right now. Mm-hmm. There's a real problem when it comes to, I mean, dude, you could like, everybody wants Trump to come in 2016 and just start locking people up. That's right. Not reality. Like, you look at what's happening on the streets of like Portland right now and LA, like, can you imagine 3 years ago, like, dude, coronavirus woke so many people up, gave them a red pill, like, holy crap, what's going on in this world? Like, they're all sitting around their house and now all of a sudden they're like, everybody's a conspiracy theorist. So point being, can you imagine like 3 years ago, Trump comes in like, yeah, let's just like send like Obama, you know, Hillary, like Loretta Lynch. Like, can you imagine? It would be like civil war, bro. It'd be nuts. Yeah. Secondly, yeah. It would be all like, there's no new federal judges. So you got all these holdover, like appointee judges that have been around for previous administrations. Those are the guys that either drop the hammer or lift the hammer. So you can like bring charges, but like if it's not done with the right, if you got a corrupt system, then mm-hmm. people get off from those charges. And then again, nothing's happening, right? So I think the hammer of justice swings slow, but it's a heavy hammer when it drops because it's got to be done correctly. Mm-hmm. So back to your question, yes, I think so. And I think it's been kind of like playing chess a little bit with these guys because it's like, you know, hey, here it comes. And then so then they like pull off, in my opinion, a false flag or some big ploy. And by false flag, I don't mean something that's not real at all. I just mean they dispense their ammunition to cause public uproar to mm-hmm. divert the attention from what's going on. You know, so you look at Obamagate and that started trending on Twitter like nuts, right? Hmm. Well, what happened within about less than a week that Obamagate was trending? All of a sudden a man gets his, you know, a knee on the back of his neck and he dies. And that's trending from now on. And so, you know, whatever you think about that, there's all kinds of theories about that. Let's just say it's straightforward, happened the way it is. Some jackass cop did that to a person. Regardless, it's still covered. Like, that's a huge problem, but there's a bigger problem that is like, has more global implications and long-term implications, which is the problem called Obamagate. If that is really a problem, if it really happened, and that's even bigger, that has larger implications. So,
absolutely. So it's a dangerous precedent.
Yeah, for sure.
So back to Flynn though, I'll say this. The judge, help me out. What's the judge's name that's presiding right now? I'm not going to remember it. But okay,
I remember the name of the judge.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. But he literally just like, so basically, Flynn got off scot-free. He's good. And then this judge basically takes it back mm-hmm. and says, no, like, we're going to keep this thing going. Like,
yeah, it opens it up to amicus curiae briefs and allows all these other prosecutors to say, well, this is what could have been charged, you know.
Right. So it's literally the
prolonging everything.
Yeah, it's the judge becoming the prosecutor. Mm-hmm. It's like unheard of, you know. So, you know, it's getting kicked back and forth and back and forth. But it just shows that, in my opinion, and this could take us off into another trail, in my opinion, Flynn is more dangerous to corrupt officials on the right and the left than Trump himself.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is like, he's pretty dangerous. He's causing problems for the, what we would call maybe the deep state or whatever. You know, yeah. George Soros a couple years ago said Donald Trump is messing up our entire world order. You know, whatever right. that means.
I mean, and
yeah, Flynn, their world order.
Michael Flynn had so many connections to so many of those quote unquote deep state people that he knew who they were. He knew what their views were, who they worked with. And that's, like you said, that's why he was so dangerous to those people.
Because exactly.
He was the inside guy.
Dude, so what, okay, just to divert a little bit, so what got you into this stuff? Like, I know you're an insurance salesman, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I run an insurance agency. Cool. Yeah, yeah.
What is that thing, the switch that just was like, I need to be involved in this crap and I need to tell people what's up?
Right on. So,
where was the red pill, so to speak, I guess you could say.
Yeah. So like for me, you know, I got to back up further because like, yeah, you talk about going poli-sci to car salesman for a little while, then, you know, now just doing political commentary and of course got your job and stuff. But like, for me, it was, I got my bachelor's in religion and Christian ministry back in 2005. And, you know, not to get all religious on you or anything, but I did, that was my experience in high school. I had a pretty impacting spiritual conversion at age 16 that really impacted my life in a deep way. And so lost a lot of friends through that choice that I made at that time, but also started to like, honestly, that's when I found my gift to like speak and talk, and like people have me speak at their churches and all this stuff. So I found myself like, you know, doing that over the next 10 years and, basically working in different ministries. And that's whenever I met, you know, your buddy Nolan, cause I started working at that church. So that was in Dallas and I moved to East Texas. I got that job at that church, got a job down the road at a large ministry. It was probably during that time where, you know, I mean, I'm from Texas. So pretty much everybody like that grew up in Texas is for the like the majority, unless you live like in Dallas proper, you know, it's a pretty big red state. You know what I mean? Like you're a Christian conservative, George Bush Jr., George Bush Sr. They're the heroes, right? Like, you know, that is like what you grow up with, at least. That's what I grew up with. And, you know, 9/11, like we got to be like Iraq war, you know, go forever run in a unending war against terrorism. Like, and that's the most patriotic thing. So anyway, that was my experience. And you kind of put those things together. It was probably in like 2007. Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know when YouTube really started. You guys know technically when 2007.
Yeah, 2007.
That was it. That was it. So, like, I mean, social media is the worst thing for people that want to like hide the truth, right? Yeah. Like, because it just puts it all out there. But yeah, it was 2007, and I started just randomly running across some YouTube videos. I think it was Loose Change that actually got me. Did you ever hear about Loose Change? Mm-hmm. One of the first 9/11 documentaries, like the kid got on Fox News. He ended up like talking to the popular mechanics magazine owner or something like that. And they debunked the Loose Change guy. I mean, they supposedly debunked him. It was the most terrible interview I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, whoa, you guys just ran over this kid. And it was literally guys in suits, like news people, running over this person that literally had a good documentary. They did not address the concerns in an hour-long plus documentary. And they just said, yeah, you're not a patriot. You're anti-American. So you don't support George Bush. You don't support the war. You don't support our troops. It was like I watched that and I was like, holy crap. They just ran over this guy. And most people at that time were not on the internet. So all they get is that, you know, whatever
that press released freaking clip they have.
Exactly, man. Yeah. So that's all they get is that news clip. Right. And especially the right wing. And this is where I'd say like the right wing and the left wing, it's like they're the same thing. And and even like the news, like Fox News, I love the way it's called Fox, because what is a fox? It's one of the most sly things out there. Mm-hmm. Right? Like the fox in the hen house, right? Like they're sneaky, man. They are so sneaky. Yeah. So there's like, anyway, that was a big red pill moment for me. And I kind of started digging into 9/11. And when you start talking 9/11, you know, people say like 9/11 is an inside job or whatever. Well, it's not like it's an inside job. Like America attacked America. Like we are a freaking America. You know, we are the government. It's like, yeah. there's these globalist, communist, Satanist actors that have been around for a long time. You can take the Satanist off of it just fine if you don't want to. But I like that. I do it. But they've been around for a real long time.
That's going to be where listeners are like, oh, pff, I'm out. Yeah. You know, I don't care. They can get over it.
Thank you.
Soulless heathens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're like, wait, I'm a Satanist. I'm not listening to this anymore. No, but you know, just like globalist, communist, deep state actors that have a plan and an agenda. American sovereignty, American freedom is a problem for the world. And it's kind of like, if they can, and it's not like America's perfect by any means. We all know that, right? But like, if America and its original ideals can stand, then it's a problem for like a global government and a global communist system type of thing, right? Mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah, that was a big red pill moment for me. Like, I think, because you can go in all kinds of different directions with 9/11, but where I concluded was not necessarily that I know who did it and here's why they did it and here's how. I just know the story they told us was not true. It's so clear to me. So right. Anyway, that was a big moment for me. Then probably years later, I got involved with a inner city ministry in Kansas City, literally lived downtown. We hear gunshots out our apartment window every now and then. Like, I had a real heart for justice and to see, really just to educate myself on something outside of my current parameter of thinking, you know. So I lived downtown Kansas City, worked in the inner city, saw a lot of things. And that impacted my mindset a lot too, because, you know, most folks in inner cities vote Democrat. That's where their mindset's at. I kind of disengaged from politics at the time and just really was like, you know, trying to just, you know, just impact people in a ministry type of way. But I did find that it actually impacted my politics, because I realized that there's a reason why most big cities vote Democrat. A lot of people need help in these cities. A lot of people have been conditioned to feel like they need that monetary help from the government. And so, you know, I think we've got a lot of problems to deal with, but most of it comes down to like mindset. But what I will say is that it helped me not be so anti, like, growing up Republican, the Democrats were like, might as well have been like the devil. You know what I mean?
It's like a sports teams times 10 type of thing. Exactly. And it's insane to me. You're right. You put this like weird thing on your party that's like this mark of whatever wisdom or whatever you want to call it. And then you're like, the other side is the evil enemy, and it's insanity.
Yeah.
Especially if you ever like know how parties got started, you're like, that has nothing to do with anyway, whatever. Yeah.
No, totally, man. So like, I worked with this guy. He was a black dude, about 10 years older than me. He was actually not from the USA. He was from Amsterdam. He's from the Netherlands, not Amsterdam, but Rotterdam in the Netherlands. He moved to the United States, and he had to go through citizenship. And I just remember like he would talk about all kinds of different things, like healthcare, talk about Barack Obama. He wasn't an Obama supporter, but he did always challenge my like intense hard right stances on like just being a Republican. Right. And it was very helpful for me. But I also found that I didn't know jack squat about the Constitution, because he literally told me, he's like, dude, how amazing America is. Like, I had to study to become a citizen. Like, dude, this guy is a card carrying, gun carrying, you know, like Constitution loving, like black man from another country that moved here and had to learn this. So that really impacted me and made me start to, you know, want to like study the Constitution and know like what it really means to be like live here, you know, and why it's so amazing to be here with all of our problems, with all of our issues. But it helps center me too, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I'll fast forward here and then let you guys jump in. But I, a few years later, got married, and my wife and I moved to Asheville, North Carolina. Asheville, North Carolina was just in the news for giving reparations to black Americans. I don't know if you guys just saw that.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So not that I have an opinion on that strongly one way or the other, but that's just to say Asheville, North Carolina is so progressive, like so freaking progressive that that challenged me a lot too. Made a lot of progressive friends. I say it was my 1 year stint as a communist. but I actually wasn't, but I just, you know, my journey has been to try to keep an open mind and listen and try to like grow, whether that's about my faith. Like, I don't ever want to be so hard line that I can't hear somebody that doesn't think like I do or believe like I do. So living in Asheville for a year, my wife and I actually ran a business meeting called Business and Brews. We'd have 100+ people show up at these events, and, you know, we'd get speakers to come in. So we made tons of friends, had really great conversations with people that I realize are actually like Marxists now. And I didn't fully realize it at the time. But they have like, you know, now they just hate me. These people like despise me. They troll me on Twitter and I've had to block people and stuff. But that leads us to this point where, you know, now we're living in Greenville, South Carolina. We got out of Asheville. We lost our business because I became a vocal Trump supporter at the time. It was during the election. So that was my biggest probably red pill, was like, I already realized like, okay, 9/11, there's something else going on. I started to become, you know, I realized because of my spiritual background that, yeah, there's probably some like these cult conspiracy things are probably more real than people would like to admit. Then, you know, like going into the election and realizing for me, I actually was listening to Bernie and was like, yeah, I kind of like the guy. But as I dug into what his politics, the implications of it would mean, I just couldn't get on board with it. Started listening to Trump and I was like, okay, I like him. I feel like his politics makes sense. And then I looked at Hillary and I started digging in and I was like, this woman is like bad news. So my first step was to start exposing Hillary stuff in 2016. And then all of our friends in 2016 that were part of our business and like part of our friend circle, they started just like coming at us hard. And
what does your wife say? Like when this stuff happens, is she like full back? You guys full support? Is that?
Oh God, bro. I mean, thank God I married a woman that could handle it. I mean, my wife is awesome.
Like props to her, honestly. Cause like, dude, I guarantee you this stuff is,
it's nasty.
She definitely cried a lot at the beginning, especially because losing friends meant she lost friends.
Right.
You know, me causing this problem, you know, caused our business to have problems. Like we had a co-working space that we ran. I mean, the thing was called Asheville Folk. So, I mean, we literally took the name of the city. And my wife's a genius marketer. I mean, she's incredible. So we moved there. She took that name, Asheville Folk, put it on Instagram. She's a photographer. And we started like doing city guides all over the city. And that thing grew to like 25, 30,000 followers. And all these people started coming to our events. And so, so she's incredible in that. And then all of a sudden she's like, we'd only been married 2 years. She's like, dude, you were really into this politics thing. I'm like, honestly, I didn't know I was. I honestly didn't know I was until what I believe now was honestly for me, like, I feel like it was a God moment. Honestly, I feel like it was like a divine, like however you want to look at it. I feel like it was like meant to be. I couldn't run from it because if Hillary Clinton had been elected, like we would be in some bad stuff right now. We're in bad stuff right now, but it would be, in my opinion, it'd be very, very bad. We would be like, if not already in war with Russia, we would be headed there. I just think that we dodged a huge bullet, which brings us back to Michael Flynn. He was posting just 3 days before the election about spirit cooking and Hillary Clinton being involved with like human trafficking. He was tweeting about this stuff 3 days before the election. So you got to wonder, why did they go after Michael Flynn? Because Trump wanted to put him in his cabinet. And if he was in his cabinet, then Flynn knows where all the bodies are buried for the last decade. And those guys would have been, right? They would have been like bad, right?
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah, for sure.
So there it is, man. That's my red pill, dude. That's my like 10-year about journey right there.
This is what, you know, this is what I constantly hear from people just like you, right? They're like, it's the moments seem similar, right? Except for the fact that there's a religion backing it. And because like when you're used to talking to other people about when you have a religion you follow about that religion, you're used to telling them about that. And they might argue, they might say this or that or whatever. You're already used to that atmosphere of defending what you believe in.
Right.
And then whenever you finally regain a mindset that like, you just want to learn, that's like amazing for this purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then you end up where you're at. You're like, what they're telling me is not true, no matter who it is. It doesn't matter the media themselves or whatever. And then you can find out. You can go down the rabbit holes and all that stuff. That's what I love. I love that. What I don't understand is how long we've kept up the face value media being able to control the masses, basically.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, man. It's totally breaking. I mean, I don't know if you guys noticed it, but like, feels like the Matrix is just like cracking.
Yeah, yeah,
you know? I know. Absolutely. I think it's because Americans have become less and less reliant on mainstream media for their news and for their commentary. You
finally.
Know? Yeah, I mean, it's social media, it's YouTube, it's all those other platforms that are really catching on, and people sharing things with people they know and trust rather than hearing commentary on TV as much.
Now, with that being said, I mean, we can kind of dive in here to something else. I guess you talked about the Q. I guess that's QAnon. Is that what that is?
All right, Toasters, it's that time again. I don't often get the chance to tell you how I got started, and honestly, I don't want to bore you with the entire story. Actually, if you want that, you can check out my website at skyfi.co. One of the main things that made it super easy to get into podcasting for me, though, is Blueberry. Blueberry is absolutely one of the best podcast hosting services around, and it's priced cheaper than most of them, even Podbean. The fact is, a host is normally just a host. But Blueberry is more than that, because they created a stellar WordPress plugin that makes it as simple as writing a blog post to upload and distribute your latest and greatest episodes. How awesome is that? I don't want to ruin the recipe, so I won't go too far into the details, but I think you get it. If you've ever wanted to get yourself out there and start podcasting or creating new exciting content, now's the time. The hardest part is actually starting. And trust me, I get that. Hit me up with any questions you might have on podcasting at my email listed in the show notes. Peace, love, and podcasting. Now, back to the show.
Right.
That's what you meant by that. Okay, I honestly, I don't know a ton about it. I know what it stands for, kind of. And I know, obviously, there are things going on, like seeing Epstein's documentary on Netflix and all that stuff. You're like, what the heck? You know, mind blown, right?
Right.
I'm guessing they're related. I'm not sure. But I didn't know QAnon, I guess, is a group of people. Or is it
the theory itself?
Or is it just the theory? And the thing is that, I don't know, I saw one of your posts today. You're like, hey, it's not a conspiracy theory if it's actually like a thing happening. Like child trafficking is happening.
It's a theory.
Right.
Theorem.
Yeah. So anyway, I just want to talk about that. Like, what are your thoughts on that? What is QAnon specifically? Because I am oblivious. Like, I don't know a lot about that.
Sure. Yeah, man. I mean, there's honestly so many people that do a much better job at like breaking down Q stuff than me. I mean, I've definitely studied it for years now and like followed it, but I would probably like, probably at the end, I'll like throw down a couple of
references. I was going to say like references. Yeah.
I'll give some references of people to follow and things like that. But yeah, man, like it was 2016 when some dude had friended me on Facebook, and all of a sudden I started seeing this guy's stuff, and he was in like the religious world that I was in too. And, but he was just very popular. He was more popular and like a traveling speaker. All of a sudden I started seeing his videos pop up, and they were all about this thing Q. And I was like, what the heck is that? So I watched one and I was like, holy crap. This like, it was like, it put so many things together for me, like right in a quick moment that I was like, wow, I need to like pay attention. You know what I mean? That's what it like, oh, this is definitely true. But it was like, I need to pay attention. So I've got a short video that your follower, your listeners can go watch. It's on my YouTube channel, just youtube.com/blazeforA. And it's a video called Who is Q? And it's like a 10-minute video. It breaks down the history of Q and what it's all about. So I'll try to give a very short overview, like a 1-minute overview. So you got social media, right? And you've got like Facebook, Twitter, you got Reddit. Then you got the chans, like 4chan and 8chan, right?
Yeah, right.
So like, those are the ones that like people make fun of. They're like, oh yeah, these are just like these like guys that just sit in their place all the time and they're just mad at the world because they can't get a girlfriend and they're just like, you know, whatever.
Alt-right, so all that.
Yeah, the alt-right, like insane people or whatever. But the chans are full of all kinds of alt-left, like whatever, you know, and everything in between. One of the things about the chans is they have avoided censorship. Their platform has avoided censorship. So that could be a great thing. And it could be like, you know, kind of a dangerous thing too, because you get all kinds of weird stuff posted on there. If you don't want to see like, you know, like just random stuff that you don't want to see, then you probably don't want to hop on the chans. But yeah, so Q started on 4chan as a, and everybody's anonymous. That's the thing about it. They're all anonymous. That's why it's QAnon.
Right.
So Q posted, and there's these theories that will pop up on the chans every now and again. Like, you guys know what a LARP is, a live action role player.
I do. Yeah. I used to live in Seattle, and I had some roommates that,
said.
Participated. That, yes.
Okay. So I didn't even really know about that stuff. But like, basically on the chans, there's people that they would call live action role players. They're just faking it. Like, they're like, hey guys, I am an FBI agent and I have inside information about this, this, this. And like, mm-hmm. they drop some like good stuff for like 2-3 days. But these people on the chans, they actually, not to offend anybody that might be listening that has this, but like, they call them autistic. They call them autists because they're so intense about going after the truth. Like, they'll dig and dig and dig and dig and dig. So yeah. They're not necessarily autistic, but some of them might be, but they just say like, yeah, we toss it in and the autists go after it, and you cannot escape. If you're a LARP, you're going to get caught. Like, they're going to dig and dig and dig until they find that you're just like BSing them. So most LARPs have lasted maybe a week, maybe two at most, and then they just called out on the BS and they're gone and they disappear. So Q started posting in October of 2017. So this is about a year after the election, October 31st, 2017, I believe was his first post. So he posts this thing about the arrest of Hillary Clinton and what's about to go down and all this stuff. And then Huma Abedin and the Wiener laptop and all this stuff that like a lot of the Chan people know is real. They just don't know. For most people that are truthers or whatever, it's like, we've all kind of just been these like, it's almost like nihilists going, yeah, we know that the world is bad, mm-hmm. but like, we can't do anything about it. So right. like, yeah, that's, we got a bunch of truth, like the right books on the truth, but like, we're all screwed because we're like controlled by these puppet masters. And so, and then they look around at their family and friends like, oh my God, all they believe is CNN, Fox, and MSNBC. I should just go sit in my room all day and like,
dude,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So 4chan, he drops his first post on 4chan. All these like anons go crazy and they're like, what is this? What is this? And half of them are like, this guy's a total idiot. Like, yeah, right. You know, he's a LARP. And then, you know, a quarter of them are like, no, this seems legit. Let's keep following. So about 2 weeks into it, and you guys can go, there's a 2-hour long video called, and maybe I'll send you the link and you can drop it in the link for the
update. Yeah, I'll put all the links we have, references, all that stuff will go in the show notes. Cool. For sure. So.
It's a Q-proof video from about 6 months ago. So it's updated to about 6 months ago. So right before coronavirus, but it breaks down all of the Q-proofs that show that Q and basically the president and a few other people are running this QAnon website or this account. And there's tons of Q-proofs. It's kind of insane. And one of Q's things is always saying, how many coincidences before it becomes mathematically impossible? And so, again, like I said, I'm not going to spend time on here trying to like prove the reality of it or anything, because honestly, it doesn't even matter if people believe it or not. That's the thing. I'm not like a Q evangelist. I just get a lot of great information from it because he doesn't actually give information. And based on what I've read, it's a group of anywhere from 7 to 10 people, and only a few of them are not in the military. Only a few of them are civilians, and the others are like military intelligence people. You can look up, there's Q clearance that is like a known thing within military intelligence, and that's what I believe they're a part of that team somehow.
Sure.
The president, about a week before Q posted, he was meeting with a bunch of military generals and some reporters were there. And he said to the reporters, he said, do you know what this is? And they said, what is it, Mr. President? And he said, this is the calm before the storm. And they said, what storm, Mr. President? He said, you'll find out. And then, you know, about a week and a half later, Q started posting. And that the storm has been the kind of the theme of the posts for 3 years. Sure. So anyway, most of the post somebody's information to
you're cutting out here. Hold on.
Giving out doing is dropping breadcrumbs, what they call breadcrumbs, to research.
Now are we cutting out? There we go. Got it. Okay. It was like cutting out for a second there. Hold on 1 second, man. Make sure everything's going. All right, I think everything's still going. I think we're good.
Last sentence.
Oh, okay. I think it might be your side. I don't know. I'm not sure.
How we doing?
Can you hear? Okay.
Should be good.
I think we're good. I think we're okay now. We're good. All right, man. So yeah, he was posting. They started posting, and then where are we at?
The storm.
The storm, right? Yeah.
Okay. So basically, anybody that has access to classified information cannot legally give out that classified information, right? So what he does is uses the Socratic method to lead people to research. So he asks questions consistently. I mean, there are thousands of posts, guys. So it'd be worth going back and looking at, you know, some of the original posts and kind of like, I mean, he posted about Epstein Island in November of 2017. Epstein Island was not a big conversation on the news really at all at that point in time.
Right.
The person that I had heard say it on a live news station within the previous year was the president. He mentioned it to Sean Hannity in 2015. For no apparent reason. You know, Sean Hannity asked him about Bill Clinton because he was just asking about, you know, what do you think about this person? And the president said, oh, Bill Clinton, he's a nice guy. And by the way, that's what, if you haven't noticed, that's what the president says about everybody. It's kind of weird, but he always says, oh yeah, he's a great guy, right? That's just kind of a normal thing. He says, oh yeah, he's a nice guy, great guy. But he's got some problems coming up with Epstein in the island. That was, 2015 that the president said that before the president was the president.
Right.
So I always look at what the president right now does, and he seems to shine a light on things that he wants people to look at and he wants people to research. So when I saw that, I was like, wow. So then about a year later, when he's president, Q starts dropping about Epstein Island and about a temple on the island, which nobody really had researched that temple on that island. But there's a freaking temple on that island. And he says, what's underneath the temple? Like, he goes into what's going on the island through asking good questions. So all these anons start researching, start pulling up things, start finding stuff. Like, so anyway, that's been the Q thing for, you know, Q said that Flynn was going to be free. Q predicted that in like 2018, that Flynn was going to get off of all charges. And Q also has made reference that Flynn's going to go back into service somewhere in the administration or somewhere, like he's going to go back to work under the president. It seems that that's going to happen. So we'll see how that prediction comes about. But
if there's a second term, that'll be very interesting if Flynn becomes a part of it.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's that. And most of it has led down for me. I'm pretty passionate about the child trafficking thing.
Right.
Like it's a big deal to me. So, you know, people always say, like, right now, Twitter is, CNN dropped an article about, oh, that's the other thing, is Q was called a LARP, and for a couple years, oh, it's just a LARP by like the mainstream media. But what kind of LARPs get hundreds and thousands of, articles written about them? Like, why is it on the mainstream media?
What are they so afraid of?
And so they say, oh, it's dangerous, you know, these followers commit violent acts. Yeah, you see Twitter, they're platforming all these QAnon accounts.
Like 7,000 accounts deleted, you know, just like that, like gone, you're out. It's like,
and why? Because if you look at Jack's Twitter, Jack, the owner of Twitter, like he has a tweet from 2006 talking about reading the satanic verses while eating pizza or something like that. And you can look into, and this is a whole nother rabbit hole. You guys can go and do it sometime. But go look up Pizzagate.
That's what Pizzagate this is all about, dude. This is about rabbit holes. So,
dude, Pizzagate was the most, what do you call it? Like, it was like when you get ahead of a story. If I knew that there was a bad story coming out about me and it was about to pop, then I would take whatever they're going to call that story, and I would twist it, and I would find something about the people that were going to bring the story out, and I would make it seem like it's something that it's not, right? Because Pizzagate is not about this Comet Ping Pong Pizza in downtown Washington, D.C. It's not about that. Right. It's about a global human trafficking ring that is covering the earth and has been covered up by the mainstream media. So this actually leads to Jack of Twitter very possibly being a part and covering up for the pedos that are on Twitter and allowing that to go. And the ones that are exposing it, like the QAnon followers, they get deplatformed, while Jack allows for hashtags that allow for pedo stuff to stay on Twitter. So it's kind of insane, but
that's crazy.
I'm going to stop talking. Or I'll talk.
No, you're you're good, man. I watched a documentary, most of it. I didn't get all the way through yet. Out of Shadows, right? Out of Shadows on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dude, it goes really far into this stuff. And basically, you're like, okay, you know, it makes sense. All of it makes sense. They do line it up. Whatever, you know, that happens. The other thing I do is I listen to a podcast called The Propaganda Report. Okay. And if you haven't listened to that, man, I think you would love it.
I'm going to write that down.
But for all the listeners out there, I'd listen to other podcasts too, not just that one. Okay. But it talks a lot about the red pill and this kind of stuff, right? That's the whole thing. And going on that, just recently, you know, baseball opened up, right? And so if we're going down this rabbit hole, let's just do it. The baseball happened and it was opening day or whatever. And, they almost like robots were made to, you know, they get on their knees or whatever for the national anthem or whatever. And it was all choreographed. It really looked like it was anyway. I'm not sure. And then You have Fauci get out there and do the pitch and he absolutely did a terrible job. Why? Yeah. And I've got people that have said, literally, they're like, did he do that on purpose? We don't know. I'm like, why would he do that on purpose, really?
But right, he's just an 80-year-old.
You know what I mean? He's an 80-year-old guy, right? And if everyone's defense against him having a terrible pitch is he's 79, and you're like, okay, if you're saying he's old there, then what about old in his ways for whatever else he's talking about as far as masks and everything else? I don't know. Whatever. It might blow up the whole – argument there. I don't know. But on that same token, the going thing right now is that game only lasted 5 innings because it got rained out, right? But it's almost like they got what they wanted out of it, because at the very beginning they got all their propaganda and all their stuff pushed out.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And you're like, is that all they really wanted out of that? Like,
right.
Did they just have a baseball game for no reason?
Yeah.
It definitely wasn't about the game, I'll tell you that.
No, it was about the anthem and the images of all the players kneeling now.
Yeah,
and now it's not just
dude. Sports were supposed to be like freaking this getaway from all this crap, and it's not,
dude. It's all like a big red pill though for Americans, because like, I think a lot of people are, like I was saying about coronavirus, like whatever you think about it. You know, everybody started to question a lot of things about it, you know, just like the numbers being inflated or like the lockdown going, you know, 15 days to flatten the curve. And then all of a sudden, like, people were like, all right, is a curve flat yet? Like, what's up? Like,
what's up?
Corona 2.0, like about to happen right now. And it's just like
Space what? 2, God, it's going to be worse.
Yeah, exactly. Bro, like that first 30 days, though, like it was like, I mean, my stuff's gotten traction quite a bit for like my Q stuff over the last couple of years. I came out probably, you know, it was 2016 when I came out online just as like posting about Trump. And then it was like late 2017 when I started posting about Q. And like people like, they're like, dude, you're crazy, man. Like you're crazy. Like people would just think I was nuts. And like, and then other people were like, wow, thank you so much. This is great. But it wasn't until Corona that my stuff, like, I mean, I've had it different seasons where stuff will just pop, you know, go like my wife and I call it mini viral. Like I've only had like two posts that have gone like actually viral in the last like 5 years, but like I go mini viral with like, you know, these little like, you know, posts that'll just kind of go, you know, a couple hundred or whatever, 1,000 shares. And it was once coronavirus hit that all these people started looking at my stuff and sharing my stuff, because people were sitting around, they couldn't go to work, they couldn't go anywhere, their rights were being stripped from them, and then they're like hearing this stuff and they're just afraid, and all of a sudden they're looking at their phone more than usual. And so they're just all like, what is going on? This is weird. So like more than ever, I had people that were totally anti like conspiracy or whatever that were just like, dude, I think you're onto something. What do you think about it? And like my inbox is full all the time about this stuff.
Yeah.
And so with the baseball stuff. I think people are just like, what is going on? Like, they're putting these like pictures of fans in the stands, like
that weird dude. Yeah. They're like just cardboard images. Like,
we live in a freaking like simulation. Like, it's like,
yeah,
it is literally a sitcom.
Yeah.
And you've got like the silent majority really is real. And it's not just about the silent majority about being about Trump. It's mm-hmm. Trump is like, dude, this thing is not about Donald Trump. Like, people asked me the other day, because I have conversations about masks online and stuff. Like, well, Trump wore masks. I'm like, I don't care what Trump did. Like, do you think Trump is our God or something? I don't care if you're right.
Dude, like, watch that freaking post. Yeah.
You were like, yeah, man.
Our Messiah? Like, he's not my Messiah. Like, what the heck?
Nah, dude. Yeah. The guy is a freaking man that I believe is, like, doing some pretty legit stuff for the first time in a long time since, like, JFK Jr. JFK. But, mm-hmm. But I mean, yeah, who cares about that? Like, he is a representation of the people that were fed up with the system. And the problem is that the news just carries sound bites of Trump and they push these sound bites. But if you listen to his rallies, listen to the whole hour and a half. God, the dude is like, he's so old, but he can talk for an hour and a half. Like, I know how much strength that takes to travel and talk like that. It's not easy. But the guy is like, there is something on him to do what he's doing right now in this hour of history. He's shaking up the whole system. He's shaking up the two-party system. Mm-hmm. He's making a lot of Democrats yeah. love, like, the Democrat Party say, I'm never going to vote Democrat again. He's making Republicans that, like, actually, you know, did not want to just be like rhinos, actually be excited about more of a libertarian side than before.
For you sure, know? Yeah.
I mean, so anyway, I think that, like with the sports thing, I think a lot of people are waking up because there's like the majority of people are like, you know what? This is just dumb. Like mm-hmm. all of these corporations, the NFL is a corporation. The Major League Baseball is a corporation. The NBA is a Chinese owned corporation, basically. It might as well be. Like all of these things are corporations and they are used to control the narrative. Like the NBA is used just like CNN is used. Like NFL is used just like Fox News is used. They are corporations that are used to, like, we watch the game to go to, like, because we're tired and we just want to, like, veg out. And then we turn on the news to find out what is going on. Instead of researching for ourselves, we turn on the news to be told what's going on. We all see the same story on every station just from different viewpoints. Mm-hmm. And we get our arguing talking points to take to the other person and be mad about. It's like TV pumps us in front of our face. The internet is exploding the matrix, though. You guys are exploding the matrix. I'm exploding the matrix. The social media systems like Facebook were made to actually track people. If you look up DARPA and you look up like that whole program, LifeLog actually was made to track your every single move. This was back in, I think, 2004, 2005. And the day that Facebook started up, LifeLog went offline. LifeLog basically, the theory is that LifeLog just became Facebook because why would you want, if their goal is to track us and know what we're doing and know what our beliefs are and things like that, like what better way to do it than just give us something exciting to share on?
And then so you can gather data all day long. You know, it's a data farm.
Yep.
So Facebook, we're all on there excitedly now, but I'll say this, even though they wanted to use it for that, now it's being used against them.
The opposite.
Because we are the media now.
I'm not sure if I would say they didn't see that coming because, like, it seems pretty obvious to me. Like, come on, you're going to grow this crazy social media. You have to expect some backlash or whatever.
Sure.
But any government agency, really, any part of government, they are good at – that's their job. They are good at controlling narratives, period.
True.
That's just how they do it. That's how you are a politician. And so – even if that does happen and they have backlash and Facebook actually turns around on them, you know, we're seeing it right now. They have ways or they have a plan in the back of their head. Hey, you know what? This is what we're going to do instead or whatever, right? Or you have the CIA working in NBA or, you know, whatever. And you're just like, that can happen. Now, it sounds absolutely ludicrous. I get it. But it's also like, thank God we have the internet because now we have a lot of facts that can come out and we can see that. Especially on that Q stuff. Like, the thing is that you to post anything on 4chan or 8chan, I don't get on it that much, but I know this. It's similar to Reddit, but Reddit is more censored. Right. And people fact-check the crap out of any post you're going to post on there. Yep. And they will tell you, oh, dude, you're an idiot. Get the heck out. Mm-hmm. You're not right. That's not true. I actually just did it myself. Because like you said, they're basically all these guys in their basements. They don't have girlfriends. But that's not – that may not even be true. The thing is that, no, they're just really good at facts. And you know what I mean? They don't have to be lawyers or anyone else to know that. I think the great awakening that you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
We've got to be close, man. We've got to be close. Because you have average people. Like you sell – you have an insurance agency. And you're getting on this stuff and you're like, now you're super into it because you are realizing, right? I have not ever been into politics. This year, literally this year, I was like, yeah, I guess I'm getting into politics. And next thing you know, coronavirus. And next thing you know, all this crap. It's just like, wow, you know, and that maybe that is because of Trump. I won't necessarily say yes or no.
Sure.
I would say maybe it's probably because I got into finance and then finance happened to. Finance is becoming more and more political, and the stock market is too, which is not good, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it follows that, so follows that trend.
Mm-hmm.
Political news can literally make the stock market go up or down. That's stupid.
It totally does. Well, you know, you said like the average person is finally like getting into politics. Here's the thing about like, you know, the two subjects that are kind of no-nos are religion and politics. Don't talk about them. Don't talk about them at the table. Don't talk about them like they cause division. They cause problems. I wonder who created that narrative though. Because I've always thought that too. I'm like religion and politics.
Where I grew up, right? Yeah. Grew up in the South. They're like, you don't talk about that.
Don't bring it up at the table. Like, you know, unless we all agree, then it's like, you know, but like, I wonder who created that idea. Because that's in the idea of people's minds. Let's just go on the politics thing. Like, don't talk about it because it'll cause division, it'll cause problems. But who made that idea?
I would imagine it was probably kind of put into the American psyche during the beginning of the Second World War, whenever, or maybe even beginning of the First World War, whenever we got involved. Nationalism started to break out in the early part of the 20th century, and I feel like it was considered impolite to talk about things you might disagree upon during a polite conversation.
That makes sense. That totally makes sense, man.
I was going to say the deep state was probably born in the 40s. When you think about government held secrets, that was really the birthplace of government held secrets. Well, after the Civil War, you know, government held secrets kind of became less of a thing. And then I think World War II, government held secrets became a lot more prevalent with the creation of the CIA and military intelligence agencies. Now there's what, 17 different intelligence agencies?
Yeah, we've talked about that on because we were talking about Waco, right, and how ATF went ham, and there's 17 freaking, it's so stupid, 17 agencies of random stuff is happening.
It goes way deeper than people think, and
right,
very specific. So,
and then there's infighting between them too.
Yeah. Especially before 9/11, before like the Patriot Act and open disclosure between different agencies started occurring.
All right. So let's freaking talk about Kanye, huh?
Kanye 2020.
I mean, honestly, like if he could, you know, cause he can't, right? He's too late or whatever. That'd be great. But the other thing you've said before, I've seen you said, Blaze, is that, he was literally doing, he's taking away votes from Biden, right? Like, isn't that the whole plan?
Yeah.
I mean,
did you see, I just literally posted this like probably an hour before I got on the podcast, but it's a minute long interview with Kanye. Did you hear that? It's just a minute. It's a clip.
No.
Let me see if I can play it.
Yeah, play it. Yeah.
You know, there's prayer warriors that are saying Trump should be in office for 4 more years. And that's the problem. This is all up to God. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm not for Biden. I'm going to tell you straight up. Y'all could remove my black car. Y'all could forget about the donations I made. Y'all could forget about me in the marches. Everything that the Democratic Party that controls Instagram, which controls the emotions of the black people, want to tell you about Ye. But this is my stance. This is what's going to happen. Either I'm going to be in office in 2020 or Trump going to be in office in 2020. So that's y'all choice. Because for the fact that I'm standing here right now, Biden ain't finna be in office. Because ain't nothing that I do where I don't go hard. And I ain't out here to lose. Now, if I lose, that's not particularly a loss. That just means that's a training. That's something like Thomas Edison, where he just ain't figured it out yet. So because it's so late in the process, there's a chance that I won't be in office.
That's it, man.
Dude, there you go. And he's literally just saying, like, he's almost helping us out in a way. Like, oh, we need him to be in office, and there's, like, some weird division going on right now. Mm-hmm. Screw that. I'm going to use that to my advantage. Because you saw he released an album, like, oh, my album's dropping next week, after he built all this freaking hype and controversy over what he was saying.
Yeah.
You know? So, first of all, he's a freaking genius marketer.
Yeah.
He's a freaking genius. And second of all,
yeah,
you know, what's on the album, you know?
Who cares?
I haven't seen the songs in the album yet, but I actually want to, because I mean, think the songs will actually have something to do with all this stuff. That's what I think.
Maybe.
Probably. Man, yeah, I love the guy. I think like his conversion or whatever, like a year ago, was very impacting for me when I listened to his album. I was like, oh my gosh, this guy, like, he didn't just like, hey, I'm gonna just make a Christian album to try to like hit Christians and be like, hey, let's make some sales. But he like literally had this like crazy switch.
Yeah, it was a total, you know, flop, man.
It was kind of nuts, done. Man. It was kind of nuts. And in the middle of all that, he also had that political thing, wearing the Trump hat and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely like I had a lot of like conspiracy friends that were like, oh yeah, Kanye is a psyop to try to like, you know, I literally had friends that were like, Kanye is a psyop to make conservative Christians like him so that he's going to announce he's going to run in 2020 and he's going to take votes from Trump. So it was wild when I saw that he announced that he was going to run. I was like, oh my gosh.
They might be right. Holy crap.
But I watched and I was like, there's no way he's going to take votes from Trump. Like he's
right.
Like Trump supporters aren't going to do that. You know, who's going to do that is some Democrats, and mostly in the African American community. A lot of black folks don't like Kanye because he came out with the red hat and everything, but there are a lot that would rather vote for him than a guy that says you're not black if you don't vote for me, Joe Biden. You know what I mean? Yeah,
right.
So it's definitely interesting to watch everything that's going on with him. Like
the other thing, I mean, the other thing I'd like to see in the future, I don't know if we'll see this until maybe 2024 or whatever, but like, what is this two-party system we're doing? You know, speaking of that, like, why haven't the other parties ever really been touched on? I mean, now, yeah, you hear about Joe Jorgensen and things like that, but you're like, it's always this thing of election year. You're like, oh, what if it could be an independent party? Oh, what if it could be a libertarian? Oh, no.
And you're like, well, you don't want to vote down for them, then they'll take the vote. I mean, that's always the story.
Right?
Divide the vote, and it's just a vote for the other guy. But it is weird, man. Like, I do feel like that we could be coming, not this election, but the next one. I feel like whoever runs in the next one, like, this is just my opinion, right? And there could be, you could have watchers, listeners that are totally not on the Trump train, and it's totally fine. I try to tell people that all the time. People are like, I had somebody reach out. They're like, I know you're like a Trump warrior or something. I'm like, I'm not a Trump warrior. I just literally like actually think that the guy is not as maniacal. You know, people are like, yesterday he's like, hey, if you're not going to open the schools up, then we should take that money and give it back to the parents so they can decide their own choice where the kids should go to school, homeschooling, private school, charter school, but they get to decide. I'm like, oh, check it out. Literally Hitler is trying to give you guys your money so you can choose where to go to school. Like, you're 2016, literally Hitler. That was what I would hear all the time. I'm like, dude, this guy is just, I mean, I can't imagine being a freaking billionaire and just like doing fine, you know what I mean? And being like, you know what, I'm going to run for office. And everybody's like, Blaze is a racist. Like, what?
What? Yeah. Right.
I'm like, you know, you're like, of course the guy made some mistakes. I mean, like, he got his Access Hollywood video, like, he's kind of being an idiot. But regardless, like, I mean, then you get into Epstein. That's a whole different can. Mm. But I have, you know, I made a video, a 20-minute video about Epstein and Trump. Because back whenever the, you know, first of all, Trump brought up Epstein before he was president, and you would be hard pressed to find any video of the Clintons, or any of those people like trying to shine a light on Jeffrey Epstein. Like, that is a bad idea for anybody that's truly implicated in his crimes. But somebody that is an insider that knows the stuff they did, I mean, it's called infiltration. And this might be a little too conspiracy-minded for some people, but like, I have a funny feeling that Trump's been playing the chess match with these people for a long time, since JFK Jr. got killed or died. I don't know which one.
Yeah.
But you know, when JFK Jr. was it was rumored that he was going to run for that seat in New York. And when he died on that plane crash, Hillary Clinton became the seat holder.
Senator from
New York.
And that started
her. You got an interview, too, where Trump literally – this is a long time ago, and he like looks like a freaking child. He's not, but he looks a lot younger than he is now, obviously. Yeah, yeah. And he's literally like, would you ever – you know, what would you think about being president? He's like, I might do that one day. Yeah, for sure. And you're just like, what? And it's happening, right? So like, was he thinking it then? Was he doing all this crap? Did he know these people because of his dad? And he's like, you guys suck.
Yeah, I mean, he's been thinking about running for president for a long time. Yeah. He almost ran in 88 and then again, I think in 92. And then he did run briefly in 2000 for the Reform Party.
The other problem is, though,
he's just
that
been patient and just been waiting for the perfect time. And then he found it and seized it.
There you go. And but then the argument would be like, oh, are presidents selected and not elected? You know?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
And that's it. You're like, well,
the whole like black pill movement. I don't know if you ever looked at that. But
what the heck? No, yeah, I actually have some
different pills here.
Yeah. There's all kinds of pills you can take, you know, you got pill, but like,
everyone's still sad still, you know,
the black pill movement is basically like, everybody's screwed. Yeah, that's kind of the thing. Red pilled and you realize like, oh, there is a truther movement and there is good people in government that actually want to help.
Right.
The black pill movement is like the movie Equilibrium. You ever guys ever seen that movie from 2000?
Yeah,
I have not.
The black pill movement is like, oh yes, there is a red pill movement, but once you get in, actually they use that to twist you up and actually make you even more bound into the NWO. Like, it's kind of like, it's like, not only has Trump destroyed the New World Order, but he's actually creating the New World Order and going to enslave everyone. So like, anyway, I've people send me that stuff all the time. They're like, Blaze, but Trump's really a bad guy. I get that he's, you know, locking up human traffickers and helping all these people, but he's really a bad guy. I'm like, dude, not everything is like, you know, like the dude is actually, I believe the dude has infiltrated Hollywood and like politics and actually, like, he's not a perfect human, but I think he actually cares. And if you really dig into what was going on Epstein Island, like, not to get super graphic here, but I mean, kids were getting killed. Kids were getting like raped and tortured. Like, this thing goes deep and it's not a conspiracy theory anymore. You can go look this stuff up. Something called SRA, Satanic Ritual Abuse, that you don't have to be a religious person to believe in it. Q actually made a drop one time about Epstein Island in 2017. He said, does Satan exist? He asked that question. And he said, what is the purpose of a temple? And he said, does the belief in Satan exist? So basically what he was saying was like, I get that some of you aren't religious and some of you don't believe in Satan, but don't you know that there are people that do, and there is something that happens in those kind of evil things where people, like, satanic ritual abuse is something that you wouldn't want to look up unless you're like ready to throw up, you know,
right.
but it's real. It happens, and not just in government, but like, you know, kids get tortured, raped, and like, that's why 800,000 go missing on a yearly basis.
Right.
I'm not saying all 800,000 are involved in that, but I'm just saying that there's a large majority, that it's a big business. There's something called Androchrome. It's a drug of choice for some of the top elites in the world.
Wait, Adrenochrome? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Thank you. So it's a drug of choice, and the only way it comes is through like these type of situations. So my point being, if you're running in that crowd, if you are a multi-billionaire and you're around these people, just because you're around it doesn't mean you took part. You know, you look at a guy like Isaac Cappy. Did you guys ever look up Isaac Cappy?
Mm-hmm.
Look him up whenever you get some time. Maybe I'll send you a video. But Isaac Cappy exposed a lot of elite people. He was friends with Seth Green. He was friends with some other big actors, and he was kind of a B-list actor. Well, he started exposing pedophiles and elite Hollywood pedophiles on YouTube. He just started talking about it. This was about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Then he died off of Highway 66, just off of a bridge. You know, they say he committed suicide. He was killed. Garen freaking Tia, like, he was killed. For exposing these people. So my point being, he was around it, he saw it, but they're silent about it because if you talk about it, you get killed. So somehow Trump, I believe, is surrounded by military generals now that I believe would have probably gone in and done a freaking coup if Hillary had won, because we were going to become just like, we were going the wrong way. But instead, Trump ran, he won. Now he's surrounded by solid military generals that are literally in process of taking back our nation. And part of that is going to be the exposure of the media being controlled, Hollywood being controlled, human trafficking situations. And it's going to be a big awakening. And it looks like it's going to get worse before it gets better. But really, it's just uncovering how bad things have been all along. And so,
well, what do we, so my next question then would be, you know, what do we do? Let's just say, you know, we get to a point where we're so, everyone's so divided and it's going to get worse for you. So you're right about that, that, something happens where maybe a civil war could break out or something like that. I don't know, whatever you're saying. What are we doing then to, how do you take a stand for it? You know what I mean? Like going off, you can even go off the whole mask thing. Like, it's not the masks or whatever. I'll wear a mask. It's fine. But if you go into the vaccines, then if they mandate a vaccine, how the heck do you, what do we do? Do we just boycott? How would you do it? And you have kids that are going to go to school, right? So like, that's
a great question. I love this, man. I think this is a great place to kind of topic to kind of like wrap up on too. We could probably talk for a while about it. Cause at the end of the day, it's message, you know, awakening. But like, what do we actually do? Practical application. What does this mean for my, like, I still got to wake up in the morning. I still got to like, you know, work. I still got to like take care of my family. What does all this mean practically? And like, you know, when I saw the Q movement happening, I was excited because I was like, wow, people are going to get awakened. This is going to be great. Then I realized like, no, dude, like, yeah, it's great for people to get awakened, but like an awakened public is the global controller's worst nightmare. And, you know, whatever you believe about coronavirus, and I'll go and just throw myself out there. It's like probably the biggest conspiracy theorist on it or conspiracy realist on it. And just say that it just happened to drop at the perfect timing to be able to affect the re-election of a man that's been breaking down and locking up NXIVM, which is Allison Mack and Keith Raniere. Like his Justice Department is the one that stopped one of the biggest global human trafficking rings called NXIVM. Right. NXIVM was not just about a sex cult. Like CNN, MSNBC, they wanted to call it a sex cult. It was not a sex cult. These women were branded. They also, there's also charges of child pornography and child trafficking. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you got to dig into that case a little bit, but you'll find that Allison Mack was on Smallville. I mean, she was a popular actress, right? Like she's a popular
had a lot of connections as well.
Tons of connections. So point being, Trump is in office. Why didn't NXIVM get hit like 8 years ago? Why didn't it get hit 15 years? They were working. They've been trafficking for a long time. Why now? Like, why under the racist misogynist who's literally Hitler, did these things start getting taken down? Why did Jeffrey Epstein get to fly around for 20 plus years with Ghislaine Maxwell and just traffic children, traffic America's children, traffic the children of Haiti, traffic the children of Mexico? Why was he allowed to do this? And why is it that when suddenly this man from New York, who's a racist, misogynist dictator, comes into power, he stops one of the most evil, prolific human traffickers on the planet? Why? Why now? These are questions that we got to ask ourselves. But when it comes down to it, I believe that he was having so much success and so much excitement in his base. And the rallies were huge, and they were only going to keep getting huge. And Biden was a loser, is a loser. Like his history, he's gotten nothing done in so many years. This is not about the Democratic Party. It's about Biden. Biden, like, the guy's a loser, and they chose him. And so he's the guy that they were going to have in rallies. Like, they would have looked so dumb. Like, now they're questioning whether they can do a debate, because a debate, he would have gotten destroyed. So my point
is, especially with a live audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this thing dropped in perfect timing to shut down one of the fastest and best economies that America has seen in a while.
That's what it's
and obviously,
about.
Like, we were probably still going to experience a bubble and all kinds of stuff. You could probably talk about that a lot, Sky.
Sure.
So it's not like, oh, Trump's economy was perfect and everything was going to be great, but things were good. People were in business, like businesses were growing. The good things were happening, right? People were buying houses. My business is based off of people buying houses. So it was like going nuts. So they bring that to a screeching halt. They stop in-person meetings. They start bringing fear, and they point to Trump as he doesn't handle it right. He's not doing a good job. So everything is about mail-in votes and all this stuff, which is gives greater opportunity for voter fraud. Because
if he
gets reelected, I guarantee you this, if he gets reelected, which I believe he will, like we are going to see a different face of God. like we're going to see a different side of like of the hammer being released on lots of these people,
because you won't have anything to worry about, right?
I believe like the last 4 years, military tribunals for treason. I believe, oh yeah, there's nothing to worry about, and I believe there's going to be exposure like never before, like we've never seen before. So with that said, I encourage people, I got a friend of mine that's like, Blaze, why isn't Trump just doing this now? Why isn't just do this and this? Back to your first question earlier, which was like, is the report going to bring indictments? I hope so. Maybe it will. Will we see arrests before the election? I'm not sure. But I do believe that public awakening is one of the most important things to happen. Because if the majority of the public is not awake, then when arrests happen and things happen, they will side with the media. Do you realize that whoever owns the airwaves owns the consciousness of the people? So even if there was hard evidence on arresting Hillary Clinton for child trafficking and arresting people in the Obama administration for FISA abuse, which people need to look that up and realize what that is, because that's going to be more important than even the child trafficking stuff. That will be the treasonous activities. Mm-hmm. Page and Strzok, it's literally a coup against an incoming president.
Yeah, Peter Strzok is going to jail, I think.
I totally agree. These people are screwed. But like, mm-hmm. even if there's solid evidence, it depends on who's in front of the people telling them about it. Because all you have to do is twist the narrative, put the clickbait the right way, write the title correctly, and you'll make enough people mad to say that Trump's a dictator putting his political adversaries in prison. What are we, Venezuela? Let's riot. You know what I mean? That's as easy it is. So these conversations are the most important thing. So what you're doing, guys, is one of the most important things that we can do right now. Secondly, applicable is we have to take stands on the small things. Okay. Like I have people that tell me like, look, I'm not going to come at people for wearing masks and that stuff. Like people can do what they want, but that's the point is what they want, not what they have to do. Like when something gets mandated, that's totally unconstitutional. If they won't do business with you because you're not covering your face, then there's a problem with that. Because I read an article this morning about, in Naples, Florida, one of the elected officials was saying, yeah, we're going to start talking about mandated vaccines because it's the next step to mandated masks.
I definitely saw this coming. Like,
yeah. So like we don't stand for if we don't take a stand for about the mask issue, like even in places like Walmart or Target or like that are mandating these things. Like I walked into Walmart the other day, picked up the groceries the thing I needed and got my stuff. And the guy said, mask is required. I said, oh, I can't. I just kept walking. Like it was like my test run of trying it.
Sure.
And like, he didn't chase me down or anything. Like right. I knew if he was going to, I was going to say, well, I have a medical reason why I can't. Like there's lots of different medical reasons. If you actually look them up, there's all kinds of things you can use.
Oh,
like
hypoxia. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. All I'm saying is like, they are doing this based off of possible faulty information. Like if you look up the interviews with Dr. Erickson in Sacramento, California, that got censored from YouTube, if you look up all these different interviews, there's multiple ideas on mask wearing. There's multiple ideas on even if asymptomatic individuals even carry it and are able to give it away. So like there's a lot of conflicting information that I think is enough arsenal in my mind to say, you know what, like if they're going to play dirty, I'm going to play dirty, because I am not about to let them move that piece on the chessboard one step closer to the queen, one step closer to the king. Because guys, A lot of you think you're just giving away a pawn. No big deal, right? It's just a freaking mask. Just relax. Just show people that you love them. It's like, yeah. And then that is a little bit more of your territory of independence and freedom.
Scope creep.
And then next is like, okay, like, hey guys, I have scientific evidence to back up that this vaccine works and everybody needs it. And you know what? Even if it might not work fully for you, there's no danger in it. Go ahead and get it and show everyone that you love them. Aren't you caring? Aren't you loving? Mm-hmm. Just get this. Have your kids get it. These are the arguments I'm getting about masks. I'm saying these people that think they're going to stand up once a vaccine gets mandated, you're not going to stand up for jack. You ain't got the balls to stand up for a mask, and you don't want to wear it, and you don't even know if it works. So you are totally a freaking puppet, right? Mm-hmm. So like that is that at the end of the day, I think is, and I'm not just talking mass. I'm just saying we got to find areas in our local government. Back to what you said earlier, you're just a regular guy getting involved in politics. Well, aren't we for the people by the people? Isn't the government less about what's in Washington, D.C. and more about when that government becomes becomes something that the people are not proud of any longer. It is in our duty. It is necessary that that people throw off that form of government and reestablish one that serves life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What I see going on in this world sure as hell ain't life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is the pursuit of controlling people to bring about some kind of, you can call it the New World Order. You can call it just a more socialist regime. You can call it whatever you want. But we've got to take responsibility for local government is more important than national government right now. Get involved locally, find out what's happening in your local area, because you can vote in Washington and all this stuff, but God bless him, Trump is not taking hold of all these like governors and forcing them to do things. He's not been like, he's actually been giving the states more choice on what they need to do. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why it's important. He's showing the power of local elections and people getting involved. Maybe one of you guys need to run. Maybe your friend needs to run. Maybe somebody needs to do something. Like, these are things that I've been thinking about that have awakened me. And I'm like, oh wow. Like, we could actually do something. Like, instead of me saying like, well, let's just vote for Trump and he'll do something. Like, the Q movement is not about like, oh, trust the plan, Trump and his team and General Flynn, they're going to get it done. It's not. It's about awaken to the reality that we all got to get involved. And that's the only way to protect my kids. It's the only way to protect my kids' kids. It's the only way to make sure, because at the end of the day, guys, maybe there will be some civil war. I think we got to stock up. I think we always got to be ready. But like, I'd rather the hard times and the push be in our time versus our kids' time. So I think we got to join the fight. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it won't mean blood. Hopefully it just means like actually making changes and changes people's minds. So with that, I'll shut it down.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I'm glad you made it on the show. That was good.
Yeah. Awesome.
Glad you made time for it, man.
Yeah, man. Sure. I appreciate you guys. You guys definitely are on a, You guys are a solid team too. Like you with the poli sci, you know, you got the history all of a sudden throwing it in there. I'm like, yeah, like you got some great questions and you come from a different angle of like, wow, I'm just getting awakened to this stuff. So
sure.
It's a cool show, man. I really appreciate you guys bringing me on for sure.
Thanks, yeah, dude. Yeah. So I'll send you this video right here since you couldn't record it. I'll send it over to you probably on my email. If it can work, I'll do email. If okay. It can't, do you have Apple devices or anything?
I do. I usually like, something like this, how do you usually send it? Like,
well, normally, so something like this, I might use Google Drive or something like that. That's why I was asking. I can use iCloud, but normally it's like Google Drive. I'll upload it and then I'll share it to your email and then you'll be able to just go in, download it, done.
Perfect. You know what I mean? That might be the best way to do it, man.
Awesome, dude. Well, hey, also I'll probably message you at some point to get your address because I'm going to send you a shirt. Obviously, you know, you get toasty swag when you're on the show. So
right on, man.
Represent, let me man.
From this, if you need any links from me that we talked about or whatever, that would be cool. Also, my website, blazespray.com. If people want to like go follow blazespray.com.
Oh, dude, no doubt, man.
Sure, yeah.
Whenever I put the article up on my website, I'll probably just, the article with the podcast episode, I'll probably link that to your website as well so they can go see it.
Cool. Sure. All right, guys. Appreciate y'all both. Y'all are awesome.
Absolutely. You got it, man. Stay toasty.
Take it easy.
Take care.
Toasty.